So Ivan, thank you very much for agreeing to do this interview. You've had a long connection with the school. So first question, could I ask you, when did you first become connected with Glenlola?
Thanks, Jenny. Well, my first connection with Glenlola started when I was in Bangor Grammar School, so it's a number of years ago, when I saw my future wife as she became, who was a pupil in Glenlola, and we used to talk to each other over the fence that came between the two schools. I then, as a parent, became connected to the school in 1970, I think it was, when my eldest daughter went into P1. And the interesting thing was, at that stage, we got a report at Christmas, which was signed by Winnie Greaves. And then at the end of the year, it was by Jim Hagen, who had become the headmaster at that time. I joined the PTA, became treasurer, and then vice chairman. And unfortunately, the chairman at the time, Frank Shaw, a very good friend of mine in the school, said that he didn't want to become a governor or a member of the management committee. And they decided that the chairman, that he then resigned, and I became chairman of the PTA, and I joined the management committee. And I think that would be somewhere 1980. Okay. So my connection with the school probably goes back now for over 40 years.
Wow.
For my sins, I became chairman. And the interesting thing is that, unfortunately, there are no records of when I became chairman, but the old records don't go back. And when I resigned, the only what they had to say was, and I got a little letter from the board saying, for your over 25 years as chairman of the Board of Governors.
Wow.
So that now means that now that I'm back again, I suppose I'm now into my near close to 40-year connection with the school.
Gosh, that's quite something.
Well, that's true, you see. I mean, it was just, and it, you know, it was funny, it was the school management committee then, it wasn't even governors.
Right.
And there was a gentleman then, he'd been years, I think his photograph's upstairs, I mean, I can't remember his name, that annoys me, but he retired, and I took over in Jim Hagen's time.
Mm.
I appointed Ricky Findlay, and then appointed Eric Thompson.
Right.
You know.
So it really does go back.
Oh,
really
God, right.
Could you think of a memory of Glenlola that stands out most for you?
I think probably we go back to Jim Hagen's time, and that was when, as chairman of the board, he and I had to sit down and try to work to find a location for what was to be the new school for Glenlola Collegiate. At that time, the site that was earmarked was off the old Belfast Road in Bangor. And at that time, it was in between the graveyard and the council dump. And that was where the site was to be. It's where the new special care school is up there, I think. Clifton was up there somewhere. I remember sitting in a study, actually, with a map of Bangor. And it was then that we noticed the Forsyth nursery site was vacant and that it was owned by the council. So we went then to the council, and Jim Hagen had to speak along with the then vice principal, I think he was, who was a councillor as well.
Really?
Oh, God, I met him yesterday. His wife was a teacher in the prep department too. Oh God, you'll have to look back. But anyway, he was councillor. He was actually mayor as well, as like myself. But he put the case to thing, and unfortunately, well, it's all history now. We managed to get the site, but that would be, as far as I'm concerned, the most important thing, because while we have a lovely site here in the centre of the town, prior, if the board at that time had got their way, we would have been on the old Belfast Road.
Mhm, mhm, bringing it out of the town.
Yeah.
Well, would you then have a memory that would make you laugh today, looking back?
Gosh, something that would make me laugh.
Or?
Let me try to think. Cry. You know, I can't laugh or cry.
Something that stands out.
I suppose I shouldn't say, but probably one of the things which would make me laugh was that, and also cry, actually, was that in the good old days, when the governors had a meeting, we were allowed to have a glass of wine. And unfortunately, we're not. We don't have it now. But whether or not it was the wine that loosened the tongues of everybody, meetings seem to run much more freely, actually, you know, after lunch and a glass of wine. So there you are.
When you think of Glenlola, what comes to mind?
Oh, I suppose with me, my long involvement with the school. I'm very proud of the fact that of the years that I spent in it, I have seen the school improve, and certainly the results this year show that we're going the right way as far as I'm concerned. I do find it strange when I sit in the room that we're doing our interview and we find it's one of three or four. And when my connection, I think, you know, started with the school, I don't even know whether we had computers, you know, in those days, but certainly it has developed. I very fortunately had two daughters. Again, that's probably one of the other reasons. I had two daughters through the school from P1 through to upper sixth. And the school must have done something right because they both ended up with 2-1 degrees in maths and computers out of Queen's. So.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, sort of on the heels of that then, with having such a long connection with the school, how would you say your time as a governor has changed, or how have you seen things change over such
I know there's a difficulty getting governors now, and I can understand it, because there seems to be far too much, there's actually far too much paperwork, I think, involved. And therefore, I have noticed from my own point of view, being under two former heads and then now, that there seems to be far more paperwork, more time, and it's very hard to get people. I mean, I was very fortunate, I suppose, that I was self-employed for most of the time that I was involved in the school, so I could take the time off. But, you know, it is hard, and it's going to be harder in the future to get other governors. So from that point of view as a governor, it's certainly that, I think, is what has changed. There's still the enjoyment, but I think we have difficulty in the future getting people to take governors.
Just the commitment that it requires.
And it's voluntary. Yeah, it does. That's it. Yes. Oh, it's, I mean, as I say, I was lucky I had the time, but I suppose, again, genuinely, I had this desire for the school, to stay with the school, and because of what I've done for my two daughters. And I find it strange I'm now back again. Can't seem to give it up.
No? Keep wanting you back again?
Bloody hell.
Could you, it's a difficult question, could you describe your time and your involvement with Glenlola in three words?
I suppose I would say committed, enjoyable, and the third word, I haven't a clue. Contented. There you are.
Well, certainly we have appreciated your involvement in the school all these years.
Hopefully something will come out of it that's useful for you.
Thank you.
Just out of curiosity.